Hello and welcome to the Untangling Just One Knot exercise from Heart-Centered Business. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business, and I want to encourage you to get comfortable. I'm going to guide you through this exercise, and the first place to start before we even get into the exercise is to pick an area in business, something specific, where you feel stuck or resistant or upset or just avoiding it in some way. And I really want to encourage you to pick something as specific as possible. If you start with a broad area like money or charging, focus in to pick something very specific. Maybe charging enough for individual sessions or the struggle you have in keeping up with tracking your money. And just take some time. It doesn't have to be the biggest challenge. In fact, it's probably better if it's a smaller one. Easier way to approach it. If you need to, you can pause this until you decide. And if you have something, now I want to invite you to think of this thing that you're feeling stuck around. Let yourself confront it, be with it, notice the reactions that rise in you. Emotionally, fear, sadness, anger, grief. You might have thoughts that come up. There's so much space to feel exactly what you're feeling. Even if it's uncomfortable, it's okay. Nice gentle breath and just noticing and noticing that since you feel it, there's already space for that. And it's okay to take some moments with this. We rush past these kinds of reactions all the time, trying to fix them, do something to make it go away, to soothe this reaction. This is not what we're wanting. Not this time. What is it like to feel the fear or the frustration or the anger or whatever it is that's arisen? Now I'd like to invite you to start to practice the remembrance. Start calling the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. And you're doing this without trying to fix or change anything, without trying to relax or make it better. It's as if you're asking, is there love even here? Is the divine present even here in this struggle, in the knot? Allah. Allah. One of the names for the divine that the Sufis have is the friend. Calling the divine, calling through your heart as if a really good friend is sitting with you, with no judgment and no need for you to change. Just accepting you in the situation, the knot that you're facing, and the reaction that you're having to it. So much space. I want to encourage you to take more time than you think you need with this. Again, we're often in such a rush, trying to get somewhere else, trying to make something happen. It's really only been just a few short minutes. Just noticing. What's true for you in your heart, in your body, in your being, as you are in remembrance with this knot, without trying to fix it or change it. Then you may eventually feel a lessening or an opening. And you may want to start to ask in remembrance, bringing the questions, what deeper truth am I not seeing about this situation, about this knot? What is here that my heart wants to show me? When we have a reaction, our vision tends to hyperfocus, shut out peripheral vision so that we can focus on what we believe is a threat or a problem. We're wanting to open that back up to see everything that might be here. Allow yourself to ask this question, what deeper truth am I not seeing about this situation? What is here that my heart wants to show me? Asking it in a way that lets you sit back, that avoids reaching for answers, and instead opens to curiosity and wondering. Bring a willingness to be surprised. And patience, allowing this to open. Allowing yourself to trust, allowing yourself to receive and to notice as you're asking. And you might try asking, and what else? And is there more? Saying yes to whatever arises, knowing that you don't have to act on anything. Just acknowledging that you're noticing something. What is a deeper truth that I'm not seeing in this situation? What is here that my heart wants to show me, wants me to be aware of? allowing yourself to take a gentle breath to find any authentic appreciation or gratitude, and allowing yourself to express that to the divine, to source, to the oneness. And allowing your attention to come back, knowing that you can repeat this or take more time with any aspect of this exercise anytime you want.